All right, let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to begin here with something we read last week. Over the past few weeks, we've considered some things regarding the Lord Jesus Christ and how He is Lord. There are no other lords. He's head of the body. There are no other heads of the body. Last week, we looked at mystery of the gospel and how that it was hid in God. And we went through some of these verses in the book of Ephesians, taking a look at some of what was meant by the phrase, as I've written a four in few words. And so we looked at some of these verses, and we're going to read one of them right now. And what I want to do this morning is we're going to spend some time with the new man. We're going to look at the three places it's used. And really where we're going to land is what it is to put on that new man. Let's do that. But to begin, Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to start in verse 13. And it says, "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes or at one time were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He, Christ, is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." And this is in reference to the Jew, the Judean, and the Gentile, the circumcised, the uncircumcised. No longer any separation. Last week we looked at that. Remember the mystery of the gospel where that Judean and Gentile, one body, right? Okay, one new man. "Having abolished," verse 15, "in his flesh, the enmity," or the hostility, "even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make," and the word "make" here is the word "create." It's the word for "create." "To create in himself of two, one new man, so making peace." Okay. This is something that was created in Christ. It's the result of His accomplishments, this new man that we're reading about. With that in mind, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. And if you like, you could put a ribbon here, because we're going to be coming back. Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 24. "That you put on the new man, which after God is created," again created, "something new in righteousness and true holiness." Okay? Now we'll be coming back here in a few minutes, but let's go to Colossians chapter 3. And if you like, you can put a ribbon here too, because we're coming back here too. If you don't have two ribbons, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Cut off your finger.
Yeah. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. "And have put on," or "and putting on the new man," this is how this could read, "and putting on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him," or created it. Okay? "Where," verse 11, "where there is neither Greek nor Judean, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, but Christ is all and what? and in all. In this new man, there is no measure, there is no standard other than Christ. Christ is it. And these things that are listed here were measures or standards or divisions of old man, flesh, the world. This is how the world works. But in this new man that we're talking about here, that was created a result of the accomplishments of Jesus Christ, and we're going to see more of that, none of that comes into play. None of that is considered. Only one thing, Christ. He's all and in all. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. We're going to read a verse there. You know, last week we looked at Ephesians 1. And we saw in Ephesians 1 near the end of the chapter that the church is the body of Christ. Okay? The church is the body of Christ. It's not part anything else. It's the body of Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, it's Christ in you, the what? The hope of glory. See? Each member, each one in that body of Christ, the church, has Christ in them, which is the hope of glory. Isn't that something? See? It's the hope of glory. We saw that it's the deposit of that which is to come. There's a day coming when you and I will have bodies fashioned like unto His glorious body. It'll be a new race of men, no longer subject to death, with bodies like the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, and each one of us has that life of God within. And the things that we're going to read, you know, coming up here, well, let me save that. Let's just go ahead and go to Galatians. I'm going to get ahead of myself. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by believing, by faith, by believing in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, talks about that in Romans 6, have put on Christ, or are clothed with Christ. And in Christ, there is neither Judean nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in who? Christ Jesus. Isn't that something? Again, that's the only standard. Christ. Let's go now to Ephesians, back to Ephesians chapter 4, which I can get there really quick because I put a ribbon there. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 1. Now, we've considered some of these verses over the past previous weeks, so I'm not going to go all through these in detail. But I want to point something out here in the beginning of chapter 4. I therefore, verse 1, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy, or you walk in balance. You walk in balance wherewith you were called, or your calling. See, we're talking about what now, beginning in Ephesians chapter 4? Our walk. Correct. We're talking about our walk. The chapters leading up to this are talking about what God did in Christ, talking about Christ's accomplishments, who we are because of what he did. See? Here, it's okay, what do I do with this? And here's where it begins to say, this is what you do with it. Okay? So this is all in light of those who are part of the one body. This is instruction to those who have the Spirit of God, to those who are seated in the heavenlies, you know, to those who belong to God and are beloved of God, are God's favorites. So what do we do now? How do we walk? With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing or holding one another up in love, and endeavoring to keep or to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. See? It's that which has been given. That's what we're to guard. And then these next few verses, and we've looked at these before, but it's the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, right? One Spirit, one body. Okay. Then, now we looked at these verses last week, beginning in verse 8, talking about Jesus Christ leading captivity captive. And then you've got a little bit of a further explanation showing the result of certain gifts in the church. And those gifts that are pointed out here are those which will help those in the body of Christ to not be blown about by every wind of doctrine for the edifying of the body of Christ. Remember, we considered that last week. So I want to pick it up in verse 17. And it says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth, going forward, walk not as," it just simply should read Gentiles, "as Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind." Okay? "Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God." This is so critical to see and to understand in what we're going to read here. They're alienated from the life of God. What is that life of God? It's Spirit. It's Christ in. It's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of Christ. It's the deposit. It's all of those things. Isn't that something? So they're alienated from that. They don't have Spirit. They don't have the life of God. "Through the ignorance," or that is in them, "because of the blindness," or the hardness, "of their heart." That's the cause of the ignorance. Isn't that something? "Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But," in contrast to that, "you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts," or the deceitful desires. Okay? The former conversation, this word conversation is manner of living. That manner of living was due to no life from God. Do you understand? Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 1, talks about this. Let's read it real quick. Keep your finger here or leave your ribbon there. Back to Ephesians. We're just going to read this quickly. "And you," verse 1, "who were dead in trespasses and sins," we were without the life of God, "wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this age," of this world, I'm not sure if that's the word age or not, "but according to this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." Those are those who have not believed on Christ. See? They walk ignorant because of the hardness of their heart. among whom we also all had our manner of life, our conversation in times past, in the lusts of the desires of the cravings of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Those who don't have the life of God can only walk by their flesh. It's the only way they can live, see? And they're also called here, they're called children of disobedience, but they're also called children of what? Wrath. In contrast to that, you and I have already been judged in Christ and found righteous because we believed in it. Isn't that magnificent? So, you know, this is talking about that former conversation, that old, putting off the old man, that which was without the life of God, and its ways. See? Romans 6 talks about that old man too. Let's read that before we continue in Ephesians 4. Romans 6. I want to read this. I think this is something that is so, it's just so important to understand, you know, when it comes to our walks. You know, in Romans 6 follows on the great truths of Romans 5 regarding what Christ has accomplished. And in undoing that which had been done by Adam. At one time we were all under Adam. And when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we were put under him. He is now head. See? And the only standard in this body, in this new man, is Christ. See? That's right. The other standards, all those things under Adam, you know, the myriad of things are a result of the sin. Under Christ, we've been delivered from the sin and given the life of God. And here in Romans 6, it says in verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is or was crucified with him, that the body of the sin might be destroyed or rendered inactive, that henceforth we should not serve or be a slave to the sin. Okay. For he that is dead is freed or justified from the sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Now, I want you to go back to Ephesians 4. That old man was crucified with him. It was crucified with him. You cannot raise the old man from the dead. You can't do it. You can never again be not in Christ once you've believed on Christ. You can never again be one who doesn't have the life of God born within, who doesn't have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you understand? It cannot be undone. And so Romans 6 is so beautifully addressing, you know, what has been accomplished in Christ. See? Here in Ephesians 4, we're concerned with the walk. What do I do? And what we're going to read here can only be done by those who have the life of God. Somebody who does not have the life of God cannot put off the old man. That's impossible. You understand? One, they got nothing to put on. Two, at best, they can make some little changes here and there. They can do some little discipline things here and there. You and I are never told to change the old man. It is dead. It can't be fixed. Do you understand? It can't be fixed. So what we're reading here is done and is carried out, and what we're told to put on is because we have the life of God born within. So when it talks about don't lie, don't lie. You got spirit. You can do this. I can do this. Isn't that beautiful? Walking in love. I can do that. I can change from being primarily concerned about self to being concerned about others. See? Knowing that my Father will take care of me. I can do that because I have spirit now. I couldn't do that before, but I can now. See? And it's putting on what I am in Christ. That's really what we're talking about here. See? All right, I'll shut up and just read. Here we go. Just beautiful. That you put off concerning that behavior, that former stuff, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts or desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that means the life of your mind. You know, in Romans 12, this is called renewing the mind. Here it's be renewed in the life of your mind. That's right. And it's that which God has given to be believed regarding Christ. Regarding who you are in Christ, that's what we renew our minds to. See? And when we do that, when we put on that new man, when we put on what we've been made in Christ, we're going to read here what it starts to look like. It's really cool. See? And put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And that put on is to be clothed with. See? Wherefore, because of this, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are what? Members one of another. Now, neighbor in this verse is defined by what follows. For we are what? Right. So it's those in the body of Christ. Isn't that something? See, it's my brothers and sisters in this body of Christ. That's neighbors here. See? And you know who that would include? Speaking the truth? Me. See, I can't forget myself in this stuff. I can't forget, you know, to speak to myself what I am in Christ and who I am in Christ. See? And to remind you of who you are and what you are in Christ. If I say to you or I treat you in a way other than in Christ, I'm lying to you. I'm doing you a tremendous disservice. And I'm doing me a tremendous disservice. See? Be angry. Be ye angry and sin not. See? This is sort of neat. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. It doesn't say, don't be angry. It says, be angry and what? Sin not. Don't let the sun go down. And what this shows, this is so beautiful. Part of putting on that new man is where you, because of the Spirit of God, control the emotions, and the emotions no longer control you. Mm. Isn't that simple? Mm-hmm. And things like anger and things like grief, you know, boy, that old man, you know, that old way of thinking, the old habits, you know, they'll run you. And sometimes, you know, it'll result in opening up some doors you don't want to open in terms of how it affects people and other ways. You understand? Don't give place to the devil. Just don't. You know, anger can issue in some horrible things, can it? Absolutely. But we have the life of God, see? And we have spirit, and we've got to help. We've got tremendous help. Isn't that awesome? And it's who we are, see? Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to what? Give to him that needeth. Isn't that beautiful? You know, the man without that Spirit of God, it's what I can get. It's what I can get from you. And what I can get from you will determine what I can give to you. That's how it works. But not in the body of Christ. See? Because I have all. In who? In Christ. See? I don't need to get anything from you. I can think in terms of giving. And then, you know what? You think in terms of what? Of giving. It's kind of cool, isn't it? See? And we start looking out for one another. Isn't that beautiful? See? That's what putting on this new man looks like. Let no corrupt, putrid, rotten communication, that stuff that tears down, that hurts, proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, see? Isn't that beautiful? Building up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, see? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And it refers to God. Whereby you are sealed unto the day, or until the day of redemption. Isn't that something? You and I are redeemed, but there's a day of redemption coming. Where all will be seen. All will be realized. Now it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it's going to land at, we're going to return with him in glory. It's really something. And that's our future. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So grieve not the Spirit of God. You know, I thought about this. We're in Christ. And God sees us as his sons and his daughters, and as righteous before him because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But you know, it's kind of like your own children. You want the best for them, don't you? You just love them, and they're always your child. You just want the best for them. You know, and at those times where you see one of your children maybe make a decision that's just not the greatest, and they have to go through some things because of that, there's a certain grief with that. Now you get in there with prayer, you get in there with love, you get in there with help, kind of like God does, right? Yeah. But there's just a certain... And Father has given us all of this. We have access by one Spirit to him. You know, grace that we stand in. He's given us all this, these abilities to do these things, and he just wants us to walk. Isn't that awesome? So, sort of. Anyway. Let all, verse 31, bitterness and wrath and anger, clamor, evil speaking, these are all not good things, be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath what? Forgiven you, see. That's the what the putting on of that new man looks like. Look at Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to read a little bit here. And I'd like to start in verse 1. And it says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God, setting your affection, your thinking, your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. For you are dead. You are dead, or you died. And your life is hid with Christ in who? That's right. Now we have that life of God now. But that life where this is all going to land at that day of redemption is hid in Christ. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, or it literally means to make dead or deaden earthly practices. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. We saw that in Ephesians 2, didn't we? In the which you also walked sometime or at one time when you lived in them or lived among them. This lived among them. It's really a term of identity. That's what you were identified with, because you didn't have the life of God. You didn't have spirit. You weren't in Christ. See? So you had all this other stuff that goes on, where people are, you know, the different standards, your gender, your height, the job, the color of your skin, the family, the neighborhood, the city, the part of the country, whatever it is. It's insane. But once we have the life of God, it's who? Christ. That's it. Nothing else matters. And that's what we're going to see here in Colossians. Nothing else matters. That'd be a good name for a song. For which thing's sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked at one time when you lived among them. But now, you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Sounds similar to Ephesians, doesn't it? Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. See, again, we're talking about the walk. The walk here. The old man is dead. It's crucified. You can never be without spirit again. But we put on, see. You know, it talks about the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God in the Old Testament is prophesied. It's the inner parts. But I put it on. I have to make the decision and put forth the effort to walk what I've been made in Christ. That's what it's talking about in Romans 12 regarding the new man. That's what it's talking about in Ephesians 4, being renewed in the life of your mind. And I can do it because I've got God's word, and I've got what? The life of God inside. See, isn't that something? And so it's who I am. Verse 10, and have put on, or putting on, the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created it. Where? There is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, but Christ is in all, or Christ is all, and what? Yeah. In all. It's so beautiful. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, humility, meekness, long-suffering, holding one another up, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so what? Also do you. And above all these things, put on love, charity, which is the bond, or the uniting bond, of perfectness or maturity. And let the peace of, and it should read Christ, the peace of Christ rule or umpire in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and what? Thankful. We're going to see this again, this thankful. Let the word, now let's pay attention to this, let the word of Christ, and really it's the word regarding Christ or pertaining to Christ. Let the word regarding Christ dwell in you richly, in or with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. This is how it should read. And whatsoever you do in word, or deed, or any kind of work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And this doing all in the name of the Lord Jesus is not just simply, okay, I'm going to do this in the name of the Lord Jesus, and then you do it. It's that which represents his name. And what that means is it's what is characteristic of him. See, it's his reputation. It's who he is. Let your work be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? You represent Christ. And I can do this because I got the life of God. I can do this because I've got Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's how I can do this. And I've got God's word. All right, so we're going to keep reading here. I'm almost done. But keeping these things in mind, 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. This is fit or right in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Don't be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children, lest they be discouraged or broken in spirit. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, don't make it an act, as men pleasers, but in singleness or in integrity or in genuineness of the heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto who? Knowing that of the Lord you're going to receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, still speaking to servants. But he that does wrong, he that does injustice, shall receive for the wrong which he's done. And there's no respect of persons with God, still speaking to servants. Okay. Look it, you don't take on trying to right an injustice by your master. God's got it. You serve the Lord. Just serve the Lord. You're going to be well taken care of. Isn't that something? One in Christ. See? And what we're reading here, it doesn't matter if you're a wife. It doesn't matter if you're a husband. It doesn't matter if you're a child. It doesn't matter if you're a slave. It doesn't matter if you're a master. All are to let the word regarding Christ dwell in them richly. All are to do what they do, whatever work it is, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Ha ha! Because he's it. He's the measure. None of that other stuff comes into play. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. See? All are to do that, to continue in prayer. We read about that in Romans 12 too. See? But this is what putting on that new man looks like. That's what it looks like. It's about Christ. It becomes about Christ. See? And when we put that new man on, we do it in light of one another in this one body. I see you. See? In Christ. You see me in who? In Christ. See? That's what matters. You know, you may look different from me. There may be a lot of things physically, but that has nothing to do with who and what we are in Christ. And that's what we want to put on, see. That's what we want to put on. So that my identity more and more becomes Christ, see. And less the other junk. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so I'm going to pray.